Hey there, blogging ladies. Welcome to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. Today, we're going to dive in deep into the common blog monetization mistakes that most new bloggers are currently making. And we're going to discuss why they're so important to avoid at all costs. Now, I've been out of breath and having some chest pain, which is why I didn't upload this yesterday. This is day 4 of our blog monetization 14-day series. So this is day 4, okay? I'm going to be uploading day 4 and day 5 so we catch up today. So let's just dive right in. The mistake number one is not understanding your audience. So as a blogger, your audience is your bread and butter. They're the reason why you're creating content in the first place. So it's crucial to understand who they are and what they want. When you're trying to monetize your blog, this becomes even more important because you need to create products and services that your audience actually wants to buy. So, you know, you want to understand your audience's pain points, what their goals are, how you can help them, and like the solutions that you can provide to solve those pain points. And you need to know your audience on a way deeper level. So you need to know who they are, you know, all the psychographics, and then you need to know their demographics. So like, are they female? Are they male? Are they, you know, in their 20s or are they in their 30s? So like go through like all the demographics and then the psychographics as well. So one way to understand your audience is to engage with them on social media. So ask questions, start conversations, and pay attention to the comments and feedback that you receive. You can also create surveys or polls to get a better understanding of their needs and preferences. One thing that I also like to do is I like to do interview calls. So I, you know, say, hey, I can give you a $5 gift card, or I can give you this like free product if you can jump on a call with me and if I can interview you. And I've done so many of these interviews for like $5 gift cards, or like I've done up to like $20 gift cards to, you know, help people like say yes to these interviews to helping me out. And I have gotten so much information that way. Also sending out surveys to my email newsletter. So by doing so, you'll be able to create products or services that resonate with your audience and that they're going to be more likely to buy because you have studied and studied and studied your audience on a deeper level. So, you know, once you have all of this information, you can create really good programs that solve all of the problems that your audience is facing and that covers everything that they need, that speaks to them. So actually use their language that they're using within your sales pages, within your offers, within your blog posts, within your social media posts, within your Instagram stories, and everywhere that you communicate your brand, because this will speak directly to them and it'll make them feel like you are in their head. Like, you know exactly what your target audience is saying within their head. So mistake number two is pricing your products incorrectly. So pricing your products or services is a tricky business, okay? If you price them too high, you risk scaring off potential customers. And if you price them too low, you risk undervaluing your offerings and not making enough profit. So that's why it's so important to get your pricing right. One way to avoid pricing your products incorrectly is to do your research. Look at what other bloggers and business owners in your niche are charging for similar products or services and use that as a baseline. But remember, you should also factor in the value you're providing. So if you're offering something truly unique or valuable, you may be able to charge more than your competitors. It's also a good idea to test your pricing. Try different price points and see what resonates with your audience. You may find that a slightly higher or lower price point leads to more sales and better profit margins. So let's move on to mistake number three, relying solely on affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing can be a great way to monetize your blog, but it shouldn't be your only strategy. Too many bloggers rely solely on affiliate marketing and neglect other monetization methods, which can limit their earning potential and make their income less stable. The problem with affiliate marketing is that it's largely dependent on factors outside of your control, such as the performance of the products that you're promoting and changes to the affiliate program's terms and conditions. Plus, affiliate marketing commissions are usually fairly really low, which means that you need to make a lot of sales to earn a significant income. Also, one reason to not really focus solely on affiliate marketing is because you need a lot of blog traffic built up. You need to really focus on your SEO. You need to really focus on Pinterest and driving traffic to your website. You need a significant amount of blog traffic in order to make those affiliate marketing sales. Because if nobody is seeing it, then nobody's going to purchase it. And because they're so low priced, not everybody that pops on your website is going to actually, click on that affiliate link and purchase. So you need a significant amount of blog traffic. And if you don't have that as a beginner blogger, you're not going to, get affiliate sales. And then you're going to just be like 2 years in wondering why you've like literally made no money yet in your blogging business. And that's just like so, awful, like I felt that way. Like I did 2 whole years without making a dollar in affiliate sales, like seriously nothing, because I didn't have that blog traffic built up. Because it takes time, it takes effort, it takes energy, it takes consistency, it takes passion for what you're doing to build the blog traffic, to a significant amount. I'm talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of page views, not like the 5,000 page views that you're probably gonna get in like the first year. So yeah, I'm talking about significant amount of blog traffic. That's what you need to make affiliate marketing sales. And I'm talking about making a living. So if you want to make a living from blogging, you need to focus on selling digital products and services. If you want to make money now and not in several years when your blog traffic has been built up to significant amounts, then you need to focus on creating your own offers, because you can make money with just a very small audience, like literally like an Instagram following of 100 people or an email list of 100 people, a very small amount of people, and you can make thousands a month. So try to avoid relying solely on affiliate marketing, because it's important to diversify your income streams. Consider creating your own products and services, offering coaching or consulting, or other monetization strategies. Like you can sell ebooks and you can sell memberships, and there's just so many options that you have. The more income streams that you have, the more secure your financial future will be. So you can, of course, still use affiliate marketing, but that should not be your sole strategy. You should first focus on creating digital products and services that solve problems that your target audience is facing and that speak to their number one goal. So solve their problem and help them reach their goals. Okay, so mistake number 4 is not having a clear monetization strategy. So without a plan, it's easy to get super sidetracked or waste time and resources on tactics that are effective. To avoid this mistake, create a clear monetization strategy that outlines your goals, target audience, products or services, pricing, and marketing plan. This will help you stay organized and focused as you work to monetize your blog. It's also important to track your results and adjust your strategy as needed. If a particular product or marketing tactic isn't working for you, don't be afraid to pivot and try something new. I can't tell you how many times that I have tried different products, different services, different programs, and then I finally find the ones that click or different. I've built a shop and that shop failed and I made literally no sales, even though, I put my heart and soul into it. But that wasn't appealing to my audience. So, I tore this shop down and then I built a new program.
And then that program didn't really work out for me. So I built a membership. And the membership did amazing for me during that time. And then it stopped. So I had to tweak my strategy. And you always have to tweak your strategy. Track your results. Tweak it as necessary. And yeah, nothing is going to be always set in stone. So in conclusion, monetizing your blog can be a challenge, but by avoiding these common mistakes and focusing on your audience, pricing, diversification, and strategy, you'll be able to create a profitable blogging business as beginner. It's important to remember that monetizing your blog is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It takes time, it takes effort, it takes persistence, it takes passion in what you're doing to build a successful business. If you don't have passion for what you're doing, if you do not like, you know, what you're writing about, then change it. Because you will not be able to stay consistent. You will not be able to create the most amazing programs, or you will not show up every single day wanting to help people if you're not passionate about it. This is all about helping people with our products and services. If you don't want to help, you know, a specific target audience, or you're in the wrong niche because you don't like helping that specific people, then, you know, you shouldn't be in that niche, and you should try to change your niche, you know? When it comes to understanding your audience, remember that it's not just about demographics and interests, but it's also about understanding their pain points, their challenges, their aspirations. By creating products or services that solve their problems or help them achieve their goals, you'll be able to build a loyal customer base that's willing to pay for your offerings. When it comes to pricing your products or services, remember that it's not just about the numbers as well. It's also about the perceived value of what you're offering. If you can create something that's truly valuable and unique, you may be able to charge a premium price that reflects the value. But if you're offering something that's not in high demand, or that's easily replicated from somebody else in your niche, you may need to price it lower to compete with them. And when it comes to diversifying your income streams, remember that it's not just about adding more revenue streams for the sake of it. It's about creating a sustainable business model that's not dependent on any one source of income. And in the Blog Monetization Method program, I show you how to create what's called a program suite. We're going to be starting with your lowest entry-level offer, which is your easy yes offer, to get people in the doors, into your world, into your circle. Because once they get into your circle with like an easy yes offer, then it's easy for them to buy your next paid program and a more expensive program, or your coaching or your services, whatever. So I'm going to show you in the Blog Monetization Method program not only how to create these offers, but how to structure your business, your blogging business, for sustainability, and so you can actually reach a high income profit from this. By diversifying your income streams, you'll be able to weather changes in the market or industry and ensure that your business remains profitable in the long run. And when it comes to having a clear monetization strategy, remember that it's not just about having a plan on paper. It's also about implementing that plan and measuring your results. By tracking your progress and adjusting your strategy as needed, you'll be able to optimize your monetization efforts and maximize your earnings. So, in conclusion to all of this, monetizing your blog is an important part of building a successful online business. By avoiding these common mistakes and focusing on your audience, pricing, diversification, and your monetization strategy, you'll be able to create a sustainable income stream that supports you and your lifestyle. So if you want to monetize your blog in 2023, if you are sick of relying solely on affiliate marketing ads and sponsored posts to try and make money, but it's not working for you, if you're sick of it, I totally get where you're coming from. Or if you're starting a blog right now and you want to skip over all of that frustration to when you get, you know, 1 or 2 years into your blogging business and you're like, I still haven't made money. I still don't know what I'm doing because I was there. I know.
If you're a new blogger and you want to skip that frustration, then the blog monetization method is going to be for you. This is going to show you exactly how to build a sustainable and profitable blogging business in 2023. And if you want to make money now, then this is the program for you, because I'm going to show you exactly how to do that. I'm going to be showing you how to, do your market research, do your competitor research, do the most research that you need to know your target audience on a deeper level, so you can sell to them. Because if you don't know your audience, you can't sell. And then I'm going to show you how to create an easy yes offer. I'm going to show you how to create bingeable blog content. I'm going to show you how to set your easy yes offer on an automated sales funnel, so you can make sales on the back end, sales on the front end. So I'm going to show you how to live launch your offers. Then I'm going to show you how to sell your offers in the DMs on Instagram. And I'm going to just show you so many different monetization strategies that it's going to blow your mind. I know for sure this program is a mind-blowing, life-changing program. I've already gotten so much great feedback on this program. And I actually only have one spot left if you want to join the beta test version program to work with me one-on-one. So if you want to monetize your blog in 2023, and if you want to take this last spot, all you have to do is book a call with me below. I will jump on a call with you. We'll do like a little coffee chat, just get to know each other. I'll ask you some questions about your goals and your struggles, what you're struggling with. And I'll say, you know, this is a great program for you right now. Or I will offer you another program. Or I'll say, you know, we're not a great fit to work together. Like, I will be super, super honest, because I only work with the people that I know is going to, you know, work well with me for one, and, you know, is dedicated to reaching their goals. So if you believe in yourself, because I know you do, and if you want to make money in 2023, because I know you do, you want to stay home, you want to quit that 9-to-5, you want to make an income from the comfort of your own home and have a life of freedom, then all you have to do is book a call with me below. It's just a call. It's a free call. And if you feel like, you know, it's not the most aligned decision for you at the end of the call, then you don't have to sign up. There's no pressure whatsoever. It's your decision. My ideal clients, my target audience knows the best decisions for them and can choose for themselves. So if that's you, then book a call with me below. And that's all I have to say for you guys today. There's one more spot left. So who's going to take that spot? Okay. Have a lovely day.